This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Capitals were outshot almost 2-1 last night. Those 2 points still count in the standings. Thank you very much. I will certainly take it and run with it.
Yeah, they were significant. Let's get right into it then. The Capitals with the biggest win of their year. You mentioned Ovi scoring a goal. That's 30 for Ovechkin, who scored just 8 times in the first 43 games this season, was on pace at the midway point for 15 or 16 goals. Last night, he became the first player in the history of the National Hockey League to score 30 goals in 18 seasons to begin his career.
Back out for Sherrod at center. Sherrod will go cross ice. It bounces off a Sider, and the Capitals got momentum here. Here comes Ovechkin, left side, shooting. He scores with 7.2 seconds to go. It's his 30th goal of the season, and Alex Ovechkin is the first player in National Hockey League history to get 30 or more goals in 18 seasons, and it is a gigantic goal here in Detroit. It's 2-0, Washington!
They don't get much bigger than that in the regular season. A multi-goal lead, waning seconds of the second period, just a backbreaker for a Detroit team that had outplayed the Caps, as you said, handily for most of the game. And then they were going to go into the dressing room, down a couple of goals after 40 minutes. But let's get to Ovi in a second. Charlie Lindgren,
man.
Chucky Brickwall, as I like to call him, as of yesterday. What an incredible performance. That was a masterpiece. 42 saves. It is a shame, an absolute travesty that it wasn't a shutout.
I'm so annoyed about it, by the way.
For people that weren't watching the end of the game, up 2-0 with a couple seconds to go, there was a big pile up in the crease in front of the cage, and eventually Patrick Kane, I think it was, pushed the puck into the back of the net.
Yep.
In this skirmish of bodies with literally 1.5 seconds to go. Sub 1.5 seconds, they score, so it's not a shutout. So it's not the sixth of his season, but rather just a game where you gave up a goal. 42 saves on 43 shots, and I don't think that tells the story, Danny. He stole the game. He kept the Caps in it early when they were just under siege and being completely dominated. They had no offensive zone time for most of the first 30 minutes of the game. Lindgren did yesterday what you can dream about if they were to make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
That game, if you have that against any of the powerhouses in the East, you could steal a playoff game. If you string some of those together, you could steal a series. And wasn't it awesome, the interviews with coaches, players throughout the night for the Red Wings on the national telecast, the sideline reports of players breaking sticks and being frustrated? He was in their head. They had all the shots, all the good looks, and they couldn't beat him. How many times have we been on the other side of that?
I have experienced that, and everyone else can taste my pain. They can all rot. Deal with it. Sorry. Suck on that rotten egg. Yeah. He was absurd last night. It harkened back to, you know, those old school kind of like Martin Brodeur stealing series, or Dominic Hasek with the acrobatics all the time, or Grant Fuhr back in the day for the Edmonton Oilers, and you know, Patrick Waugh. You can name all your goalies. And I'm not putting Charlie Lindgren on that level because he's not sustained excellence for decades, not going to the Hall of Fame. But last night, he was so sensational that kind of nothing else mattered. It's like one of those days where it's like, yep, a starting pitcher is beyond filthy. It's Pedro Martinez and his arm feels good. Let's get him tomorrow. He was so unbelievably good for an undermanned, outclassed Caps team that needed those points desperately. He is the hero of the day.
No Rasmus Sandin defensively, so John Carlson played 30 minutes last night of the 60. 30 minutes for him, the number two ice time defenseman and player in the National Hockey League this year. Yeoman's effort. Back to Ovi for a moment, goal number 30. I am out of words for the second half of his season. 8 goals after 43 games. You and I, after weeks of pushing it off, we kept saying, do we talk about it today? No, let's give him another week. Do we talk about it today? Let's give him another week. And finally, one day, you and I said, we got to do this. We got to talk about how if something dramatic doesn't change, he's not catching Gretzky, and maybe he's finally hit the wall.
How about something dramatic? How about that?
22 goals in 32 games.
Come on, man.
He is skating and playing now at a 56-goal pace over the last 40% of the hockey season. 32 games, okay? 40% of a season. A 56-goal pace at 38 years old. He's basically scoring at the same level post-All-Star break as Austin Matthews now. He might score another 2 or 3 goals in the final 4 games, potentially. But already right now, he is within 42 goals of Wayne Gretzky, which means, Danny, realistically, he could get it at the end of next season.
It could happen.
Might carry over into the final year of his deal in the first few weeks. But let's just say next year, if he's playing at the level he has this season, he goes out and scores 45 goals. He surpasses Gretzky with a year left on his contract.
I love him so much. If he kept that 8 goal every 43 game pace and, you know, was limping along, it doesn't change the fact that he's the greatest goal scorer ever to live. Still, in my humble opinion, right? What he's doing now versus what those guys did then, you can just look at a side by side. When you saw a goalie that even was great back in the day, there's just less surface area they're taking up in the goal. Now these guys basically take up the entire cage when they're in their shirts and pads and the thickness of all these different things, and they're better than they've ever been. It's harder to score than it's ever been. The points per game, the goals per game, all that stuff down over the entirety of his career. The NHL is the only sport, by the way, the Big Four, that hasn't gotten the memo that everybody likes offense. They're like, nah, we want more clutching and grabbing and face washing and tripping and neutral zone traps. So it's harder to score than it was in the 80s when guys weren't wearing helmets and, you know, guys were skating around with mustaches and mullets. It's a different time. And still, we'd be doing this right now. We'd be talking about him breaking the record 2 weeks ago if it wasn't for lockouts, pandemics, a couple injuries, suspensions, etc. He continues. Anytime there's a reasonable, that's not like some crazy hot take, or it's not like Colin Cowherd saw him, one shift and made some bold declaration. A reasonable question is asked. Hey, is he slowing down? You know, like every human being that's ever lived. Is this maybe the decline that would be perfectly reasonable and acceptable? And the answer is always no. And not only no, shut up. Watch this, idiot. Watch me. My God, is he splendid. I love him.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.